Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, expect clear skies across Israel. Jerusalem will see a bright and sunny day. In Tel Aviv, the sun will shine with a gentle sea breeze. Haifa also enjoys warm weather, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Eilut remains hot and sunny as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post 3 hours ago, Trump remarks that Iran is begging for a deal. CENTCOM announces mines have been cleared from the Strait of Hormuz. Israeli defense forces have struck southern Syria. Also, according to JNS, 14 hours ago, the IDF launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. This operation followed an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops at the Ali al-Tahrir Ridge. Also this hour, Ynet reports 8 hours ago, Netanyahu approved a direct communication channel with Hamas to be established in 2025. This channel reportedly helped break a hostage talk deadlock during the 2014 war. Separately, from the Australian Jewish News 2 hours ago, a celebration of life and love as former hostage Emily Damari marries her partner Danny Amit in Tel Aviv. The ceremony was attended by family, friends, and fellow survivors. And finally, also from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour, Israel accuses the Lebanese army of failing to curb Hezbollah activity in the south. The U.S. is urged to commit to ending conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted 58 hours ago that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions on Iran threaten international law. They assert no country should accept what's described as lawlessness and crude bullying. Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Justice, stated 59 hours ago that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows Dutch legislation prohibiting trade in Israeli products from certain territories. Belaz News reported 59 hours ago that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats and logistics representatives to leave within a week. This follows the Dutch Parliament's approval of a law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post story. Former U.S. President Donald Trump claims Iran is eager to negotiate a deal, highlighting tensions in the Middle East. The U.S. Central Command's announcement of clearing mines from the Strait of Hormuz is part of ensuring the safety of one of the world's key maritime routes. The IDF strike on southern Syria underscores ongoing security concerns for Israel in its northern border regions. Turning to JNS's report on the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, this military operation comes in response to a drone attack on Israeli troops. The IDF's swift retaliation highlights the fragile security situation along the Israel-Lebanon border. This action is part of Israel's broader strategy to counter Hezbollah's growing military capabilities. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu reportedly approved a direct communication channel with Hamas. This channel, set to be established by 2025, aims to facilitate negotiations and crisis management. The revelation sheds light on Israel's complex relationship with Hamas and its efforts to manage security threats through direct dialogue. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports 51 hours ago that Alice, an Israeli-founded company, has raised $140 million. Their goal is to prevent AI technologies from becoming uncontrollable. The company, based in New York and Tel Aviv, works with major AI labs globally. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights, 60 hours ago, a variety of new product launches, including the G-Shock watch and a hit TikTok toy, mark the end of summer. These products are gaining traction among consumers. And finally, from Tech, 62 hours ago, Israel's Electra has completed the sale of its Nigerian contracting operations for $15 million. This sale marks Electra's continued focus on streamlining its international business strategy. Healing. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.